the town of Krynik, which is a small town in West Darfur, is already a town that has seen a lot of displacement. It's already a town also that has seen attacks and violence. So, for example, back in December, there was already a major attack where a lot of families had to flee the neighborhood, flee the outskirts of the city to try and find shelter in the middle of it. Over the past few months, they came back. And sadly, Friday morning, they were attacked once again. So what we know right now is that a lot of houses were burned, a lot of neighborhoods were completely burned, and that people run into the city to try and find shelter once again. That places like, for example, the market was completely burned down. In terms of numbers of displacement, it's very difficult to actually know the exact number because the situation is very fluid and the people keep on moving. But we believe that there is at least tens of thousands of people who are right now displaced from Krynik to inside Krynik or wherever they can find safety.
What factors do you think are contributing to these repeated episodes of violence in West Darfur and areas around it?
So you're right to say that these are repeated episodes of violence. These are repeated attacks. Over this past 12 to 18 months, I believe, there was really regular attacks on civilians, regular burning of villages or houses, or even attacks in town. What we see is that the roots of conflict have not been addressed for the past years. The past many, even like decades, right? Disputes over land, disputes over resources like water, for example. And that's also, there's no security, there's no justice for these violence to actually tone down, right? What is dramatic is that at the end of 2020, the UNAMID force, which is the Blue Helmet, left the country, withdrawn from the country as per the mandate by the UN Security Council. And then in 2021, we saw the highest number of people being displaced by conflict. Today, no protection of civilians. If you live in Darfur at the moment, especially if you have been displaced once, you're most likely to be displaced once again very soon.
This renewed fighting is aggravating an already massive problem of displacement in the area from last year and early this year. Like, families being displaced now are fleeing into the capital city of West Darfur, Adjenena, which already hosts around 100,000 displaced people. What are the needs of these displaced people in West Darfur, but also around it, North sure. Darfur, South Darfur?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to perhaps focus on West Darfur, but it's most likely exactly the same in the other states. The needs, it's everything. They need everything. They've lost everything that they had, and if they had still something, it was burned down not a very long time ago, 3 days ago. So they need shelter. They barely have access to water. They have, because of insecurity, they have no way to actually work. So a lot of them, for example, are farmers. But insecurity has prevented them to go to their farmland, right? And we're coming at the harvest season very soon, and it's very unlikely that a lot of them will be able to actually go and farm and get the fruit from their farming. So at the moment, it's really name a need, and they have it. Health, education, obviously, as well. But I would say something that is the most dire and immediate at the moment is that they need protection.